Blog Talk Radio.
There's a praise on the inside that I can't keep to myself. A hollow stirring up from the depths of my soul. So excuse me if I seem a little giddy or maybe even strange, but praise is the way.
Put your hands together.
Thank you.
two songs that you heard, There's a Praise on the Inside by Jay Moss, and the second selection was I Look to You by Donita Moore. And I just want to say God bless you, and I just welcome you. I'm so excited about what is about to go on in this place on tonight. There's going to be an explosion, and I know the haters going to be out there, but I'm not worried because I'm going to be obedient to my Heavenly Father, and I'm going to do as He tells me because He is the one that matters the most. Not saying I don't love you, because I love you with all my heart, soul, and mind, and I thank you so much for tuning in on tonight. And I thank God for Jesus, and I'm Prophet Shirley Kane, founder of Brenda Walker Jesus Ministry, the ministry that helps the lost and the hopeless to find their way to Jesus. And I pray that everyone had a great day, a wonderful day. I know this morning when I woke up, I was in distress. I was burdened down. I was ready to quit it all. And I got on the prayer line, and I cried my heart out to God, and I told Him He got to move real fast. And God moved. He broke yokes. He's true to His word. All you have to do is pray in sincerity and know that God hears your prayer and He will answer your prayer. Sometimes we may have to wait some days, but God came right on time today. He was expedient. And I just want to say hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, because He is so worthy. And if you don't know Him, I invite you to come to know Him, because you're going to find out a lot of things that you never knew could happen in your life. And I thank God for this opportunity to share this revelation and knowledge with you on tonight. And I thank God for each of you that's joining in with me. And it is so good to praise and worship our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I just want you to know, I just want to encourage you tonight. I just want you to know that you are so precious to Him. He loves you so very much. I just want to share this encouraging word with you, and I want you to understand no matter what you're going through, I just want you to know that Jesus cares, and He wants you to cast all your cares on Him. Don't think for one minute that God does not love you. I don't care what you have done. I don't care where you have been. I don't care who have told you, you will never amount to anything, because it doesn't matter about your sinful struggles in your life, because I want you to know that Jesus took it all to the cross. I want you to know that it wasn't nothing, it wasn't for anything. It wasn't for a particular reason. It was because of His love and His mercy and His grace. And I want you to understand that God loves you enough to forgive you for all that you've done, and He will cleanse you from all unrighteousness. He will make you brand new, and I am a living witness to it, because if you saw me years ago and you compare me to who I am today, you will say, oh, yeah, that was God. Okay, I just need to calm down, because I got a dynamite message I need to deliver tonight, and if you don't want me to punch you, get off the line now, because it's going to be some punches going on. It's going to be an explosion. And I'm not trying to step on nobody's feet. I'm just trying to be obedient and do what God has told me that I need to do. I'm going to play a song, and then we're going to get into the word. And I'm going to play Tasha Cobb's song about breaking every chain.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain. Woo! To break every chain. Break every chain. break every chain.
There is power.
Come on.
In the name of Jesus.
Come on, you declare it.
There is power.
There is power,
there is power
in the name,
in the name of Jesus.
We know where it is to break
every chain,
break every chain,
break every chain.
Come on, say it.
Break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up, yeah. So break every chain, break every chain, break every
together in humility and praising you. Lord, let this word fill us with all that you have for us. God, I pray you will decrease me and increase you. Let this word come through me downloaded, and that this word will break the yoke, Lord, that it will set the atmosphere. Oh, God, I thank you for the breakthroughs, God. I thank you, God, for the revelation. I thank you, God, for the wisdom that you will make them even wiser, God, that they will know who you are. Oh, Father, let this word teach us how to humbly serve you and your people. Let this word set us free from distractions, from misfortunes and disappointments, that we may have that relationship with you, Lord. And we just going to give you the praise and the glory. In Jesus' mighty name, we do pray this prayer. Amen, amen, amen. Well, if you have your Bibles, and if you don't have your Bibles, you can write down these scriptures and you can follow with me. And our scripture reading is going to come from Matthew, the 24th chapter. That's Matthew through the 8th verse. And then we're going to do 1 Thessalonians 5 and 2. Matthew 24:5-8 say, for many will come in my name, saying, I am the Messiah, and they will deceive many. You are going to hear of war and rumors of war. See that you are not alarmed, because these things must take place. But the end is not yet. For nation will rise up against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be famines and earthquakes in various places, and all these events are the beginning of birth pain. 1 Thessalonians 5:2 says, for you yourselves know very well that the day of the Lord will come just like a thief in the night. May God give a blessing to the reading of both of those scriptures that I read to you. And what we're going to talk about tonight is the party is over. Who will you call now? Hey, the party is over. Who will you call now? See, what the Lord is saying here is, I'm going to come back at a time when the earth is in better shape as it was in the day of Noah. In other words, this world is in a full circle of evilness, like the days of Noah. Genesis 6 describes the day of Noah when mankind's minds was focused upon evil, and they were doing everything to disobey and be living any kind of life and living in sinful and betraying one another and just doing all the things that was against God. Even immorality and violence was everywhere. But see, 2 Timothy 3, it describes the time which we are currently living in. And it tells us that the last days, a difficult time will come. For men will be lovers of themselves, that's what we see, lovers of money, we see a whole lot of that, boastful, arrogant, disobedient to parents, yes, 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 ungrateful, inconsolable, malicious gossip, without self-control, brutality of people, haters of good, lovers of pleasure. Do I need to go on rather than lovers of God? And there is so much more. All we got to do is step out there and look at the world and see what's going on. Sometimes you don't want to recognize what's going on. Sometimes you're hoping when you walk out there that you see Jesus, and that's all you want to see. But see, Jesus tells us in Luke 21:20-22 about Jerusalem surrounded by armies. Then recognize that if desolation had come near. Right now we are fighting over Israel and Jerusalem. And here's an interesting article that I read from this journalist from CNN, quoting what our president has argued. Donald, President Trump recognized Jerusalem as Israel's capital, and he announced plans to relocate the U.S. embassy there. And there has been 7 decades of U.S. foreign policy and a move expected to inflame tensions in the region and unsettle the prospect for peace. Jesus also spoke about there will be violent earthquakes and famine and plagues in various places. There will be unusual destruction and terrifying sights and great signs from heaven. Every time we have a catastrophe, a hurricane, a tornado, or an earthquake, you hear people say, that never happens here. You hear people say that. I've been here for so many years, and this has never happened. Well, see, this is what Jesus is talking about. Unusual destruction, terrifying sights, and great signs from heaven. All of that is great signs from heaven. And then he go on to say, you will be hated by everyone because of Jesus' name. But he's letting us know and encouraging us, not a hair of our head will be lost. And then the Antichrist will come to power on the earth and may be already here, and will declare himself to be God, and he will demand to be worshipped. Many are deceived because they pamper their flesh and they let their spirit die. Luke 21 and 25, it fulfills itself, as you can see, the devastation of Mother Nature in our weather. And it says that there will be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars. There will be anguish on the earth among nations, bewildered by the roaring seas and waves. Let us not forget about the black moon. Let us not forget about the eclipse we recently had here in 2017. And there was three times in Matthew 24, Jesus warned that the end of this age will see many false prophets claiming to be Christ. There will be a rise in a cult in religion. People are falling for falsehood. So many Christians no longer want to see the light, and they want to live in darkness. So many of them are being misled away from the true teaching of the Bible. And Satan, satanic in the form of witchcraft. And now we have the new age of religion on the rise, doing things the worldly way. And the occult is becoming mainstream. But Paul writes in 1 Timothy 4 that the Spirit says in the latter days some will fall away from the faith. They will be paying attention to deceitful spirits and doctrines of demons. And many churches will become apostate, meaning they will abandon the religious belief and become more of a political form. Belief in the gospel will take a turn towards man's own made-up doctrine, because many don't want to endure sound doctrine. Many don't want you to speak on what's going on in their life. They don't want to stir up what's in them. Because if you speak on it, it's going to have to show up and come out of them. And many times away from true doctrine because they won't feel good messages. The preacher hooping and hollering with all his armor bearers falling behind him. You can't understand a word he said. And people come out of church saying, wow, didn't he preach or they preach today? Nothing stirring for Christ. No yoke broken. No deliverance. The cripple in the wheelchair bound is not even recognized by anyone. I have seen it time and time again. And yes, I'm looking at the proof and I'm examining the proof because God is letting me be able to come in contact with that and be around that and aware of it because he wants to make sure that I don't fall in the footsteps. Because everybody's doing what everybody else is doing. Many want their own God to worship. Just like the Israelites. When Moses was on the mountain, like the Ten Commandments, they made themselves a golden calf. And they worship it as their God. That is why I'm warning you. The party is over. And I want to know, who will you call now? We need to make preparation for the coming of Jesus Christ, because it is not a joke. Your soul should be more valuable to you. Let's get one thing straight here. No one gets a free ride. No one is exempt from the troubles of this world. No one can call on themselves or their friends or anyone to help them. You got to call on Jesus, because it's made that way. Because I don't care what you do, at the end of the day, you need Jesus. God created us all for his purpose. And we sometimes think it's all about us. But I have to tell you tonight, and I need to tell you, I'm sorry to rush your bubble, but God gets the glory and the satisfaction of saying, well done, my good and faithful servant. Sometimes we speak of finding the Lord. Excuse me. But if he had not found us first, we would never have found him at all. And many of us go on in our hearts making things and people and possession our main priority, living as though there is no God or rules that apply to us. Yes, we say, oh, we're living in the land of the free. Or so you think. Because some of us is not realizing behind the scenes, man has dictatorship over us. But God has dictatorship over them. Know that God is the ruler. He's the creator. And he's the dictator over this universe. And don't get it twisted. Because let me tell you something. Your party will end soon. And then who will you call? Rapture is going to take place. And it's going to be in a twinkling of an eye. There will be absolutely no time to prepare. Either a person will be ready at that instant or he will not be ready. Because Proverbs 27:1 says, do not boast about tomorrow, for you do not know what a day may bring forth. There ain't going to be no announcements made. There's not going to be no advertisement, no brochures, no radio announcements. The Lord will come and go for his church in a split second of time. And at that time, I could just hear many saying to him, like Matthew 7, in the 22nd verse, and I think it's the 22nd verse, but where it says, many will say, Lord, Lord, didn't we prophesy in your name? Didn't we cast out demons? Then we do many powerful deeds. And the Lord said, I'm going to declare to them, I never knew you. Go away from me, you lawbreaker. You don't realize God's been seeing you all the time. So why when he appeared, you want to try to make him think you was doing otherwise? I don't care what you do. You can sing, you can shout, you can prophesy, you can preach, you can usher, you can fake it till you make it. But none of that matters to God. And it's a scary thing to play with your soul. It's a scary thing to mock God. It's a scary thing to hate your brothers and sisters and say you love God. We look at others and we try to criticize their lives, like the homosexuality. And we were out here committing adultery, fornication, and drunk, and being thieves, and hatred, and jealousy, and so on. It's all against God's word. We got to be accountable for what we do, and we got to clean our own backyard. I'm not defending homosexuality because the Bible says homosexuality is a sin. But I'm just comparing that while we're picking out the sins, we need to look at the other sins. And homosexuality is just one of the most controversial subjects that is judged while others get a pass. It's okay to commit adultery. It's okay to fornicate. It's okay to get drunk. It's okay to be a thief. That's out of order. Because God judges all sins, not some sins. Remember, we serve a just God. 1 Corinthians 6 will tell you, don't be deceived. Sexual immorality, nor adulterers, nor adultery, men who practice homosexuality, thieves, the greedy, the drunk, the revilers, the swindlers, will not inherit the kingdom of God. Jesus is warning us in this parable that there will be a number of people who will look like Christians, who say they are Christians, and even think they are Christians, but they are far, far away from having that relationship with Jesus. You will find when the Lord do return that many are not saved. Many wear their masks and they walk the walk, they talk the talk, but they can't stand for Jesus. Many are playing church, and their time is running out, just like the foolish virgins in Matthew 25. They wasn't prepared. They did whatever they wanted to do, and they missed the groom, and the door shut on them. I'm not trying to seek to create uncertainty, doubt, or fear in the heart of a Christian. You need to know that you are a Christian. Either you're a Christian or you're not a Christian. Either you're hot or you're lukewarm. 99 and a half won't get it. Encouraging you, and I'm asking to seek to warn those who have a false assurance that have no salvation and think that the party will not end. Sign in and say the party will end. And my question is, who will you call upon? I remember when I was out there in the world clubbing. At 2 o'clock or 2:30, I can't remember. It's been so many years ago. They say, I don't know where you're going, but you got to get up out of here. And I'm here to tell you the party will end. And right now, we are in the last days, and difficult time has come. And if you just watch the way of the world, it ought to make you want to understand that you need to get closer to Jesus. Because some have a form of godliness, but they're denying the power. Some have turned away from God into the worldly things. Wake up. Don't let the party goers pull you into their mess. Get rid of all evil, all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and slander. Be conscious of if you are receiving the pure and the adulterated word of God so that by it you may grow and receive your salvation. We need to watch out for the false prophets who come to you in sheep clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves. And this is what's happening in some of our churches right now today. And I pray for our churches that it will fall in line, it will line up, and it will let Jesus be able to walk in there and say, well done, I'm pleased, I'm ready for you. I come for my bride. And right now today, some of our leadership roles are falling prey to this kind of attitude and this behavior. We're going to do it our way. We've got many churches that are agreeable with adultery among the leaders in the congregation. Our young boys and girls are being molested, and many are living in deep sin and preaching prosperity for their own gain. And I want you to understand that we are living in a society today where pornography is a $12 billion industry in the United States of America. And you will be surprised who watches pornography. You'll be surprised. See, we want to attend these big mega churches, and don't get me wrong, I'm not hating on the mega churches, but I'm just saying what I have observed from my observation. I could be wrong, but I know my observation is not incorrect. I know what I see. And they want to hide behind their sinful lifestyle. But Jesus said in Luke 14:23, then the master told the slaves, go out into the highways and the lanes and make them come in so that my house may be filled. Many of us want to stay within the walls of the building and not reach out to those who need to come into the building. They want certain kind of people in the church. It's more or less like a club or organization. And they mostly want people with prestige and finances. I know what I'm talking about. And I have nothing against mega churches. They have their place as long as the Holy Spirit is there. And I think it is a sad fact that this type of sinful behavior can easily be found among religious people or Christians today. And so many of programmers think their pastor is their God. And that's the only voice they will hear. But they will not hear the voice of God. Someone may hear this and they may say, oh, she's being a hater against the leaders in their church. It depends on who they are serving. If they are serving the devil, yes, I am hating it, but not them personally. But if they're serving the true and the living God, who is the Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, then I have much love for the gospel and the kingdom of God. Because I don't play with God. Don't think you will get me into a trick bag and say, oh, y'all need to hear this stuff, how she talking about these leaders. I'm talking about myself, too. I'm a pastor, and I can fall wrong, but I pray for them. But right now, I am sharing the word of God. This is a warning from God. God said he has suffered, and he has called long enough, and nobody wants to talk about these things. They want to ignore it. They want to act like it doesn't exist. But if you serve in the true and the living God, you will do whatever he tells you to do. I believe that many don't want to believe the warning signs. I believe that they feel like they have plenty of time to do it the right way. I've even heard people say, oh, they've been saying that for years. How do you know they've been saying that for years? You haven't been here for 50 years. Have you tried? Have you read the word? Do you believe the word? Do you believe God? Any excuse to not be in the relationship and to do as God wants us to do. So we're going to deny the gospel. Many believe, as long as they can remember, Jesus was kind of that. And they say, well, I got time. People actually believe they got plenty of time. And they are contented. And they do not see their need of a Savior. But I am here to tell you, time do not wait for nobody. They hear the gospel, but they don't see no reason to change their lives. And they believe on Jesus, and they don't believe on Jesus or his coming back. They are blinded by Satan and trusting that he will save them. But we are living in a day and a time where it is spiritual gratification and lack of concern for spiritual needs and don't care to receive it. My question once again, the party is over. Who are you going to call now? Because this cry of warning follows the pattern of all the warnings given by the prophets to God's people throughout history. God never let his people go into severe trials without a deep warning and an opportunity to repent. We have a loving God, a merciful God. And he gave us chance after chance after chance. The first chance he gave up his son. And the rest is history. The issue here is very serious. It's an issue of choices. Either salvation or the lake of fire. This is not a minor reprimand or chastisement. And it's not a trick to get you to stop your party. But time will bring about a change, and the party will be over. And I want to know who you're going to call now. This is an issue of whether one will respond to the warning, one will repent and return to the faith that once delivered and return to God the Father and Jesus Christ. Because the window of opportunity for true repentance is very short for many people. Feel like time after time, it's just so good. I can't give it up. God knows my heart. Well, Jesus already took it to the cross. Yeah, he took it to the cross so that you can be forgiven, but you still got to repent. It appears likely that there will be little time to get one spiritual house in order before the door of salvation is shut forever. I want to know, who will you call for? Will you call for your pastor? Will you call for your friends you party with? Will your possession save you? The possession that you can't take with you? Or will you call upon your father? that is over, who will you call on? Let me help you out. You will call upon the one that is the way, that is the truth, and the life, and that is Jesus, the only way to heaven, the only way to the Father, who is almighty and powerful. And you may think that a day will come when you have to call, that you may think that a day will not come when you have to call on Jesus. The same Jesus who is the King of kings, the Lord of lords. It means that in the end, all other rulers will be conquered or abolished. These worldly rulers, they will not exist because they are not the King of kings, the Lord of lords. They may play a role, but they are not that. And Jesus said he alone will reign supreme as King and Lord of all the earth. There is no power, no king, no Lord, no man who can oppose him and win. Jesus' perfect obedience is the reason that God has exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name. So at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. The show is over, y'all. Many have ignored God too, and they have took it for granted to get a free ride to salvation. You can't get to salvation without the truth and God's word. You can't get to salvation without acknowledging and surrendering to him. You can't get there without him. Many have ignored God too, and they took for granted to get a free ride to salvation. But what we have done, we have rejected an opportunity to repent because we have become so real that we have quenched the Spirit of God within ourselves. We cannot, and we should not, allow ourselves to be called on God. We need to be serious about the call of God on our life. We should be doing everything that's pleasing to God and not man. We should be walking uprightly and following the statutes of his commandments. We should be about God's business and not worry about everyone else, what they are doing. We got to let go of some people in our lives. We got to let go of some possession in our lives. We got to let go of anything that is not approved by God. I'm talking about the idols. I'm talking about the other gods. I'm talking about the distractions of all kinds and moving to the things of God. God the Father and Jesus Christ are extremely fair, and they embrace us, each one of us, in love and accept us, no matter what we've done, where we've been, who we are, what you're dealing with right this moment in your life. Jesus said, bring your pain, bring your sins, your hurt, your disappointment, your failures, all your troubles, and lay it at his feet. And Jesus said, you don't have to be perfect. And this message is not about being perfect. This message is not about being still and scared to make a move because you don't want to sin. Because if you fall down, get back up, and you repent, and let Jesus dust you off and get you in where you need to be. Let him bring fulfillment in your life. Let him bring peace in your life. Let him bring joy in your life. Let him bring salvation in your life. Because I'm here to tell you, nothing is too hard. Nothing is too Lord. Nothing is impossible to him for those who trust in him. And I just want to encourage you tonight. I'm about to close. If you have been called to salvation or being called now, the choice is whether to live or die is yours. And I just want you to know, the party is over, and it's not too late to call on Jesus. That's who you were called. And he will gladly embrace you and bring you into his blessings and his light, that you can abide in him and be free from the wiles of the devil. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I'm closing in prayer for the word that went forth. We pray, God, if anyone don't know Jesus as their Lord and Savior, and I know I have already I've already gave this invitation, but I must do it again because I want you to understand how important it is for you to surrender to him. And I pray if anyone don't know Jesus as their Lord and Savior, that they will allow Jesus to come into their life to cleanse them and receive them into all his righteousness. This word on tonight is for that person who's struggling with surrendering to Jesus. Lord, and I pray that you do not allow their soul to be lacking in eternal life that's freely given to us. Lord, and I thank you for saving the souls that don't know you and bringing them into your marvelous light. I call them forth right now. I call them forth right now. Every sinner that don't know Jesus, I call you forth in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you for saving us through your mercy and your grace. I thank you for the freedom of life and your nourishing love and your goodness. And I speak to every situation of each person that's listening to this message, that there will be no hindrance, no interception, and no delay in what is about to be released from heaven to them. Lord, those that have endured and trusted in your promises and your word, that no one lacking anything, no one lacking their help. Lord, that you are their healer. Oh, God, and I pray right now by Jesus' stripes that they are healed. We don't care what it is. We don't have to call it out because they're already healed. Oh, God, I thank you for the people that's jobless and need jobs. I thank you, God, those that are struggling in their finances, including myself. I pray, dear God, that our finances will no longer be barren, that you will put a facelift on our finances, and it will overflow. It will be more than enough. Lord, we pray for peace. We pray for love. We pray for marriages tonight. We pray for our children, God. Our children are really, really being attacked by the enemy. But I just want to say tonight that the enemy has no victory over our children, that God got his hands on them. He got his hands of protection over our children, over their minds. Oh, God, I pray that every child will line up and be that what you have called them to be, that you have purpose in their lives. Oh, God, I thank you this evening. I thank you, God, that our children will be protected from the worldly influences that's waiting to touch their souls and give them boldness to stand on the word of God no matter what, that they will be army of soldiers for Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray you will send your warring angels to rescue us when we are in any kind of trouble, when we stray away and lose ourselves in the things of the world, that we can return back to you. Lord, we thank you this day. We thank you, God, that you're a second chance, God. Help us to get our house in order so we will be in the position when you return. You say the party is over? We will call on you to help us find our way back to you. Forgive us, Lord, if we have strayed away from your gospel. Forgive us, Lord, if we have done anything against you. Forgive us, Lord, if we have disrespected your word and your worship time. Lord, I ask that you create in us a clean heart, a humble heart, an obedient heart. And like I say, if we have sickness in our body, we give it all to you because you was wounded for our transgression. You was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement upon you for our peace and by your stripes, we are healed. We pray that we are healed in our body, in our mind, in our spirit, that we may be made whole. Thank you, Father, for receiving us in your loving arms. and given us your best. We thank you for all you've done, all you're about to do in our lives. We're going to give you the glory, the honor, and the praise in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, may this word be a testament of our worship to you, that we will abide in you forever. We will give you the glory and the honor, and we praise your holy name. Lord, as we exit from this blog talk and from this prayer, we never want to exit from you, God. Keep us near and dear to you. All this I have, in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. This ends my segment, and I'm going to open up the phone lines, and I would like your input if you have something you want to share. I would love to hear from you. The call-in number is 323-792-2979, and I still ain't got the chat room. Blog Talk keeps sending me the same instructions, but it's just not working. So what I probably have to do for them is cut them off, and then they ain't got to worry about it working. That's being a little ugly, but you want to get what you pay for, and that's just the bottom line. And so if you press 1, I will bring in Q, and you can share with us whatever's on your heart, or if you want to share concerning this word that went forth tonight, you're more than welcome to do so. I don't want you to think that I'm the whole show. When we study the Bible together, we all, you know, is a part of the studies. And so, you know, and if you don't desire to get on the line and share anything, I won't hold it against you, but I just want you to know I appreciate you. I appreciate you so very much for calling in and listening to what God is saying. And I thank God that you trust me enough to deliver the word and that you enjoyed the word. So I do have a caller, and I'm just so excited that somebody has something to say. I'm going to call out your last 4 numbers, and that's how we're going to identify you. Your last 4 numbers is 5021, and I'm going to bring you in. Hello, caller.
Hello, praise the Lord, Pastor Kane. It's just a blessing to be on tonight. I just enjoyed that word, but, you know, it is so true. It's time out for playing around with God.
Yes.
It's time out for giving false teaching on the word of God. We got to stand up word and preach it and teach it the way God has given it in the Bible. The Bible is our key to every situation. And the thing is, we can't sugarcoat it. We can't pretend and close our eyes like it's okay. You can do that.
Uh-huh.
We just want you to come to church. And when you feel like getting out your sin, you know, but that's not it. We got to tell them that they're in sin. We got to tell them that they're in sin.
They want to see everybody else sin, and they don't want to see their own sin. Don't the Bible say pluck your eyeball out?
Give their opinion, but when we give the word of God, then we're giving the wrong opinion, and we're just trying to cut them down, make them look bad. But that's not the truth.
Yeah.
We're just trying to tell them the way God wants, you know. And one thing about God is he will come and, you know, it says his word is like a two-edged sword. It's cutting, coming and going. It is going to be hard. Going to be true, but it's also come with loving kindness, because he says, with loving kindness have I drawn thee. So therefore, we're not trying to make anybody feel bad, but the truth is the truth. Pornography is sin.
It is.
He making.
And it's making plenty of money, honey. Plenty of money. It's enough money to get some of these homeless folks off these streets.
Build them a shelter that they can live in. It's time out for people to pretend that everything is okay, and you're not teaching the right word. You don't teach on that because you're doing that.
Most of the time that's the case.
And so the congregation don't really talk about it because that's not what you're talking about. And if somebody bring it up, I want to. Then you find a way to go around it. But we just got to nothing.
Yeah.
We got to. We just got to pray and believe God for the souls that He has out there that's waiting on us to come and minister the word to them, so that they can be saved. Some people,
that's right.
Are parents lack of knowledge, and it's because they don't know, and they go
right.
to places supposed to know. But everybody keeps telling them that they're saying it's okay.
Yeah. Got to do this, deathbed confession.
Right.
That's
right.
What they think,
but
they can do, that deathbed confession.
Yes.
Wow.
That's spread out of the mouth of the Lord, I'm sorry, forgive me of my sins and repent at that time. But what happened if you go in the coma?
That's right. What if you don't get that opportunity?
Yes.
Yeah.
So I say, stop. Now is the time.
Yeah.
Now is the time. Because the word of God says every knee will bow and
every knee. Yes, He did. Oh, my God.
Jesus Christ is Lord. So we
know. Yeah.
Going to happen. So stop fighting it. Come. And the thing is, too, is sometimes we as Christians present Christian as such a hardship. And serving God is not a hardship.
It's not a hardship.
You can go sit and visit with people and laugh and talk about stuff and don't have to be doing sinful stuff. And you enjoy yourself. The time you can sit and drink a cup of tea, drink a cup of coffee. You can go to, we can go to Starbucks. It's not a sin to go to a restaurant and sit and have a good meal. So much we can do. We can even go to the movies, but we just got to pick the movies that we want to go to. You don't want to go to one.
That's real word,
Because there's a lot of Christian movies out there. And sometimes you'll be surprised with the kids' movie. God speaks in the mouth of babes. I'm just saying on this day because that is the big question. The party is over. Who you're going to call? Will it be Jesus? To repent, or will you?
When I came up with that, I say, "Wow, this gonna be pretty interesting." Cause it kept ringing in my spirit. I want you to find out who is ready. I want you to find out who are they gonna call? Cause so many are denouncing me, and in the end time, I want to know who they gonna call. And I say, Lord, how can I word this? And then I say, okay, the party is over. Who will you call now?
Who will you call? That's a good topic. I enjoyed that word. It was inspirational and it was encouraging because it is time out. It is now time to live a holy life.
Yes.
I said, be holy for I am holy. So we have to be holy. Him holy because He's holy.
Yes.
And God does not dwell in an unclean temple.
No, He do
so
not.
He can't go out
no,
there and
he
do
not.
And expect God to dwell. No, He don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to deal and we got to get serious and get committed.
Yes.
Faithful to God, as faithful as He is to us.
Yes. Amen. Yeah, I thank you so much for listening in, and come back anytime. I just really enjoy, and it just excites me to know that somebody is interested in what I'm saying, because it's not my word. And that's the whole thing. It's not my word. It's God's word. And some of the things that God be depositing in me, and I'm like, oh, Lord, I say it like that? Or I be trying to think of ways to say it where it don't be so demanding and direct. And you know the funny thing about it? I'll type it trying to not make it as harsh, and I'll end up erasing it, because it's kind of like God said, I didn't tell you to say that. I told you to say this.
You got to speak the word. Unfortunately, you can't change God's word. When God tells you to do
something. You can't.
When he gives you a word,
you can't.
That word is, I'm just telling you, you know, when God speaks, it's God. That's the only word.
Yes.
The only reason God won't let you change it and not be harsh, because he don't want you to sugarcoat it. People been sugarcoating
right.
too long. He wants to tell the real story. Tell the
and
heart
in this
story.
Day and time, I keep hearing God speaking to me. He said, I'm concerned about my people. He said, they have turned away from me. Right. And he said, that concerns me. He says, because they are picking up my Bible and they are reading it, but they're not saying what they read. They are saying something. They are taking the word and they are making it benefit them for their own personal gain.
Twisting
and he says, that's why so many of my people are not free, because they have been sheltered with the false doctrine.
Yeah.
And so I thank you so much for calling in, sister. I thank the other persons that's on the line. I appreciate you. I love you. May God bless you. Anything else you had to say, my sister?
No, just thank you. And I continue to pray God blessing and healing for you. Amen.
Thank you so much. Amen. All right. So there you have it, everybody, and I'm just so overjoyed that I got through this. I thought I was going to end up stumbling at some things I came across, and I was like, ooh, this is going to be a tough one here. But I just thank God. I just thank God that he gave me that boldness to speak what he tells me to speak and not what I want to speak, because if I was to speak some things, everybody would be having a party. The party would never be over. But I just thank God that the party is over. Who will you call now? And I just want to encourage you all, it's the early part of the week. It's just Tuesday, so you got some more days to go this week. And I pray that your week be blessed, your week be prosperous, your week be peaceful. And I pray that you will remember Jesus is there for any situation that you may be having or any problem that you are encountering. And I just want you to know Jesus works. Oh, yeah, he works. He works for me, and he will work for you. And so I just want you to have a safe week. And don't be disturbed by nothing that the enemy try to pull over you, because he's a liar and the victory is already yours. And so I am just going to play this short song, and I'm going to go ahead and close out. I'm Prophet Shirley Kane with When the Walk of Jesus Ministry, and I just want to say good night to you and be so very blessed.
Come on, everybody, put your hands together. It's got to get better. All over the world, listen to these words. People come.
People go.
Your life has been out of control. You're confused. But don't worry.